Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We're in a temple inside, in Abydos. I want to give a message about something that is close to all of you, and my favorite subject. It's not about history. It's about love. God is great. God is good. God is love. God is the compassion of the Creator. God is great. God is good. God is love. God is the compassion of the universe. And all of this is represented in the image of the human inside the temple that you created. Some will say this is your soul, and I'll agree. And I'll say today, the message is about the journey of the soul. If you have followed my teachings, you know how honored the human being is. We have said so many times, born magnificent, and you leave the same way. This is the teaching of Cryon. It is also the teaching of many of the ancients. Think of what is inside you from an esoteric level. God is great. God is good. God is love. God is compassionate. And this temple is yours for the duration of your life. And God gives you the freedom of seeing this or not. We've said before, you can go through your entire life and never understand it. And in that afterlife, there is no judgment. Dear ones, this is the choice of the human being, to see the temple or not. And the reason we do this today is to bring you something that you may not really have figured out. It's really not about history, and yet it's everywhere here. 26 years we have been telling you that you carry God inside and that you are magnificent in every way. We told you that the scriptures say made in his image means you are made in the image of God. All of this you carry from birth, and the ability to see it is there as well. To feel it is there as well. And yet, most of the spiritual systems on this planet take this temple of yours and make it totally dysfunctional. Some tell you you don't have a temple. Some tell you you must activate what is inside, which has always been dirty since birth. Very few will tell you that the temple is beautiful because God is great. God is good. God is love. And God is compassion. And they have taken the temple and they have created a dysfunctional God within it that echoes human nature. Imagine a God that is so dysfunctional that we take your beautiful soul and burn it when you die and torture you when you die. Imagine such a thing. And even the one who has almost no spiritual logic has to see this, that it is dysfunctional. That humanity has taken all of the bad things about human nature, all the duality, and pasted it upon the Almighty. And dear ones, it's time for you to see that this is not love, this is not great, this is not compassionate, this is not God. Most of the systems on the planet have provision for one afterlife. And that's all. And judgment is part of that system. Dear ones, I want to show you something that you haven't figured it out yet. You just saw a chart of the ancestors. You saw perhaps the beginning of Egypt, when it was united top and bottom. And there is something I want you to notice. I want you to notice the system. Oh, it isn't perfect. There's still duality, and there's still dark lords. There's still all of the duality that you would see in any culture. However, there is something for you to see. What did you see about Karnak? Grandness, perhaps? And what was the difference between that and Hathor? What do you know and what were you told about Hathor? First of all, a feminine, a god who was that which was the stars, the mother cow deity, the mother of mothers. And what did she show you? She showed you joy, dancing, all of the things that we are saying. God is great. God is good. God is love. God is compassion. And that was the teaching that she gave. If it is true that the Hathors have seeded the civilization that we speak of, it is just like the Pleiadians and Lemuria. They taught the truth of the magnificence of God. And in Egypt, it is so fresh if you look at it. Look at this. The stairway to heaven is available. It's not that difficult. There is an afterlife. You look forward to the afterlife. You can even take your possessions there. That is the philosophy that has you born with the temple clean. And it's there for you to see. It's not perfect, but it is so different than today. Imagine if the culture had continued, imagine, and had come into modern society, imagine, they would have told you the pathway to heaven is a stairway that is obtainable for all. They would have told you about an afterlife which was guaranteed. Not perfect, but so different than a dysfunctional God today. When you look at what Egypt had, even at the ancients, what they had, they knew about the temple inside you. It's almost like they had advice from the stars when they started. Did you ever figure that out? Look at what the gods teach. There are places where the kings could not go because they recognized that God is good, God is great, God is love. And the ultimate creator of compassion in the universe. I want you to think of these things. I want you to know that inside you there is clean magnificence, pristineness, a temple of light. And it waits for you to see it with your name on it. For you expand past that which you were told by so many other systems. Finally, I gave my partner information yesterday and he did not repeat it. He did not repeat it because of his biases and his feelings, for he didn't want to offend anyone ever. And so I give it to him yet again. In the temple of Hathor, you see the defacing of the images of Hathor. The goddess of love, of creation, of the Milky Way, like Isis. So much love is there, so much joy, so much dancing is there. And the message that all of you have this inside and can attain heaven, the stairway is there. And when some of the systems came along and saw that, they said, this will not work. Because God is a judging God, not a dancing God, not a singing God. And you better behave. And now you see why they were so angry at the truth. This is a pattern of human de-evolution, if you wish to use the word. Going from a higher consciousness to a lower consciousness and almost destroying itself in the year 2000. You didn't. And you are now starting to pull yourself out of that which was. And someday more and more humanity will turn and look at what the God has taught. God is good. God is great. God is love. God is compassion. And God dances and sings. May you always drink from the Nile. And so it is.